Oy la yude, la yude, moi so voy no. Oy lo vesim va beso soy beka, la yude, la yude, moi so voy no. Oy lo vesim va beso soy beka. Very nice. I get it. La la la. La 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 la. Ah! Oh, so that's how it's supposed to be? The first two times, nothing. And then after, okay, I get it. Wow.
Good morning.
L'chaim. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam barei pri hagafen. Welcome. We have a very, very choshev guest here, Rabbi Yochim Aronoff from our Koilel, person that knows Shas Bal Peh. He took a.
I've never learned Menachas before.
He takes the Dirshut test and he scores in the high 90s on 1500 daf, on 100 daf, on 30 daf every month. Yishar Koyel for being a big part of the Koyel. What do you got going there?
He sent me as a shaliach in the Koyel to give you a very special bottle of wine. Wine, the Hechsher of the Beis Din, of the new Beis Din just opened up.
Supposed to zoom, yeah?
Do that, Beis Din just opened up.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have to read this whole thing?
You don't have to read, you can do whatever you want. I have to go get the other
too. It says, all I read is the bottom line. It says, warning, if you drink too much of this, you might understand the shear. Okay. Shkoya. I'm a little nervous what's coming up. Goyni Abidats. Rabbi Yos Stefanski Shlit. Okay, Givaldi. I can't read the whole thing. I have to read the whole thing? Memorenu Sara Toiro Rivet Kihilas Megazdafayomi. Bikitzer, last year they gave me a bottle from Chaim Kanievsky. It had a lot of jokes on it. And today they're making fun. I got it. Okay. We're gonna read the whole back. It takes a long time. A lot of jokes and stuff. Ah, Lit. Get over here, Lit. We're looking for some. At least he got the shirt right. So, you know that in Yevamos we had this woman here. Where's my... Oh, this is... What do you want? It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Don't open up yet, it's for the Mishnah on with Beis. You have a Mishnah on with Beis. One of things told me to go into 6 pet stores to help us out.
Oh no, there's something real in there.
This is the
am I supposed to? Am I supposed to open this thing up?
The Mishnah Amud Beis. It's for the Mishnah.
Ah.
We just get to all
the Mishnah Amud Beis.
I shouldn't look inside. All right. So Rabbi, as we have a Yerushalmi Yid in the back, this is what his wife looks like. Let me just show you real quickly. She has the cell phones in the tichel, and last night somebody came dressed up as that lady right over here. Let me show you the cell phone. Let's zoom in. He's from the Hebrew Shir. His name is Yoel. He's a big Balkirshan. Now, we also, this is the Shoimer Kishuim that a lot of people thought was one of the best pieces of art of the year. And Reb David Steinhardt, where Eliyahu said he came in dressed up as the Shoimer Kishuim, was Givaldik. I want to show you how they do it. Where's the Yerushalmi? Chavali left now. Well, he would have really loved this video.
We can put a picture of a lady up.
Here's how they do Kriyas HaMegillah in Gaza. Everybody saw that. We got that also. The light, each one gets better. Oops, three people died in Gaza. No. Okay. There's more, Rabbi, there's more. Let's hear me gold. He doesn't stop. All right. Did I show the English shir Simcha Sussman's piece?
No.
So, why is there birds? Okay, I have to get those gloves. You got me some gloves? No. They're like kilo. Whatever. Okay. So, Rabbi Isai, we have the privilege in Bnei Yeshiva's next door. We have the Rosh Hashiva from Sussman. His name is Reb Simcha Sussman. He dines with us, and he's also a very, very good singer. He's one of the singers from Shalshelas, and he comes up with a good shtick. One of the best shticks I ever heard in my life. It's hard to, you have to be in the matzav. You're sitting there on Shabbos afternoon, Erev Purim, and he gets up to daven for Musaf. And this is what he did for Musaf. Rabbi Yisai, here goes.
Misha Berach Havoy Seinu, Abraham Yitzchak, V'yakai V'yivarech, Eskol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh, Yimekol, Kilois HaKadoshem, Unishayhem, Uvneihem, Uvneiseihem, Rechol Asher Lohem Umi, Shem Yachadim, Badei Kinesio, Isle Svilo, Umi Sheba Yimisechom, Yispalel Mishanai Sinim, Ne, Lamor, the eye in the Kiddush of the law, Ufas, Lorichim, Utsidaka, Lanim, Vichal me, Shaisikim, Bitsorheti, Bor, Bemuna, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Yishalei, Misicharam, Viasir, Mehem.
All right, Rabbosai, Shkoyach, we're holding on daf. Chav Dalid Omud Beis. Omud Beis.
Day 1600.
Today's Daf Chav Hey. Oh, Yishkoyach, says Reb David Feinberg, today is 1600 days for me, consecutive, on Purim. Ah, we'll celebrate later on. 1600 daf, tremendous. The Masechta, sponsored by Anonymous, for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Paras HaChodesh, Nishma Zechai Ben Moshe, Nishma Zechai Bas Yosef, Paras HaChodesh, Aaron Freyman, it should be a schos, the rebellion for the community, Yad HaShemayim, teaching Torah, to Klai Yisrael, Paras HaChodesh, Rav Shlema, Elimelech, Ben Tzipoiro, Paras HaYoyim, Yisrael Weiss, in honor of Eli Asher's birthday, the 14th of Adar, the art of the month, and honest to the schos, when he's a childbirth for his daughter and a healthy baby. Rabbi Isai, we're starting a brand new Mishnah. Sponsored by who?
By Zosta.
No. Yes. Yeah. So first of all, last night at the Olam came, two shiurim, very nice showing to learn on a Purim night. Many people came over to me. Many. Three people came over to me afterwards and they said they haven't learned a word on Purim their entire life. This is the first time. It's a tremendous chos. Who was it? Ezer. Somebody was born. One of the Gedolei Hador attributes the fact that he's a Gedolei Hador because his father learned the whole night of Purim when nobody else was learning. Now that we're sitting here, Purim morning. I forget quickly. Sorry. So, it says you let it be Meshaker. You let it be Meshaker for Anova. You let it say it's other Gdolim. You let it pretend it's another Gdol. Anyway. Yeah. That's what there is. But to sit, Purim morning, before 8 o'clock, and to learn a full hour or a half hour plus a half hour of litzonos. But to start off the day with Torah is unbelievable. Look at this packed house. There's not even a seat to be found. That's what Daf Yomi is. That's what you guys are. You're the few, the proud, the ones who learn every day, no matter what, on Purim, on Yom Kippur. When we started Eilu Metzias, the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah says, we did sponsors. Eilu Metzias Shaloi, you drink already. Ve'elu Chayiv Lahachriz. Eilu Metzias Shaloi, these are the Metzias that you get to keep. Matzah Peirois Mufuzarim, you found scattered fruit. So our Mishnah is going to say the reverse. What if you found fruit that's in some sort of kli? This thing. Can we just get to it? No. It's okay. We don't have to stop in the middle of learning, Yosef, for this. A new Mishnah sponsor. May every Mishnah we conquer take us from strength to strength. I'm not saying, oh yeah, baby. Mois mufuzarois, he found money that's scattered. So our mission is going to talk about money that's not scattered. Kricha is Mishnah Rabim. Nachman Seltzer, what's a kricha? This is a kricha. Wheat. So we're talking about in Mishnah Rabim. In our mission is going to be Mishnah Yachid. Igulet Vela. We're not going to. Kikarsha Nachtim. Bread that are from a bakery. What's the opposite? Bread from a balabayas. Etc. etc. So let's see. And it also talks about gizei tzemer al kuchim imidinasan, wool that comes right off the animal. We're going to talk about wool that's already processed. Zok the heilige mishnah daf chavdalet omid beis. Velem chayom lachris. These are the things that you must announce. Motzah peiros bikli. You found fruit inside a vessel. So the kli itself has a simen. The fruit might not, but the kli does. A kli kamoishahu. Forget the fruit. You found a kli. Mois bekis. We're gonna have to get rid of this box because it's taking up my. I'm doing a demonstration here. We're gonna have to figure out what to do soon. Mois bekis. You found money in a wallet. Oy kis kamoishahu. If there's a day in the year that this mission is appropriate, what day do you think people lose money? Scattered money everywhere. Wallets. People. Like that, we have to get, if anybody knows the guy from Bardak, we got to get him to the shir. He did a great piece. He lives down the road, I know, but we need to get him to the shir. A lot of people live down the road and they don't come to the shir. So I don't know if you saw his latest thing for Purim. He basically gets up. There's a goat licking his face. He wakes up. He's like, what's going on? They explain to him it's Purim. And as soon as he like comes to, the Rosh Yeshiva says, thank you so much. I mean, such a beautiful nedava. And he says, first of all, who are you? He says, you know, we met on Purim. And how much was my beautiful nedava? He says, 2 million shekel. And he's like, I didn't see the rest. Bam, I didn't see the rest. I want to see the rest. But it's, so sometimes your wallet, it turns out empty. You don't know how and where. There's money everywhere. You don't know where your wallet is. Purim, mamish today. Tziburi peiros, piles of fruit. Tziburi mois, piles of money. Top of chofeyom and aleph. Shloisho matbeu ze agav ze. Three coins, one on top of the other. We're going to see in the Gemara how it works. What does it mean, one on top of the other? What, any way, either way, we'll see. Krichos b'shus ayachid. If you have this, you got it. Shkoya. Krichos, not bread. Krichos b'shus ayachid. Huh? Not to you. I'm telling the Klal Yisrael. Krichos b'shus hayochid. V'kikor shel bal habayis. Oh, we have a picture. Kikor shel bal habayis. There's breads that an individual makes. Every individual, like Chant, he makes his own thing. V'gizei tzemer al kuchem v'esumam. And wool that somebody processed already, so it has a simen. Kadiyayim v'kadi shemen. Barrels of wine, barrels of oil. Now, if you were here last night, don't answer this. And if you took a test on all of Shas, don't answer this. A barrel of wine, what is the simen? What is the simen on a barrel of wine, Rabbi say? They all look the same. Who said? Very nice, very nice. Because yesterday I asked the question, there's a lot of people here. The adults, unfortunately, didn't remember, but a 10-year-old screamed out, Roisham. And he knew two questions that the adults didn't know. Okay, it happens sometimes.
Or the amount.
He just learned. Oh. Kadi, Kadi Shevin, you're saying all the amount, okay? Yeah. What about Mokim? Okay. Kadi, Kadi Shevin, Harei Luchayiv Lahachriz. So if you find the barrel of wine that has a simen, or nah, whatever, maybe somebody has a simon, you have to be machers. Time in the matzah pairs bikli or mois bikli. It seems from the Mishnah that you find the money inside a wallet, you find the fruit inside a vessel, you have to give it back. Hokli ulefon of peiros, kiss ulefon of mois. If you have a vessel, a kli, and in front of it are peiros, you have a wallet in front, so we have so. Yeah. Okay. So if it's like this, oh, there's a little friend came here during the night. Okay. Oh, okay. What do we have to clear? Yeah, all that's filling. We gotta go backwards. Auerbach. And what's this? I see something over here. Oh, that's his. Okay, I got it.
Now we understand.
Okay. Kissel for the boys. Harel Shloy. Tanila Torabonon. What? We're getting there. Jonathan, patience. Just a little patience. I know it's not as exciting as, you know, your Shulchan Aruch thing, but hold on a second. Tanila Torabonon. Matzo Kli Lufon of Peiroids. Mevaisin Shtafer the Haba Arbit. You know what I'm saying? Wait a little bit. Tanila Torabonon Matzo Kli Lufon of Peiroids. So mamish a raya from a braisa. If you find the kli and peiros are in front of it, kiss in front of mois, harel shaloi, no achrasa. You don't have to announce it, you take it. What about miktsasa mikli and miktsasa nagavi karka? Miktsasa on here, he takes some of these. Mamish. Chayev lahachriz. Half and some of it inside, some of it out. So it's nicker. You see that obviously these guys outside came from inside. Look, there's a certain reason, flow. There's Vermino, we have a question. You find something b'tzad dover sheim yishesh b'simim. You find a wallet empty, and next to it we have cash. Chayiv lahachriz.
There's a problem. We just said you get to keep it. Now it says chayiv lahachriz. Bob al tzimin v'not al shaloi comes the person that claims he has some sort of simin on the wallet, and he takes the wallet. Zocha halo b'dav shem by simin. There's two products here. There's two items. There's the wallet and there's the cash. The guy says, I recognize the wallet. He wasn't thinking. So he left the cash. So who gets to keep the cash? The guy that found both the wallet and the cash. Akoban, we have a steer because we said that if you find payrois outside of the kli, it's yours. And over here it says, Chayv
lahachris. Even if he was thinking. Even if he said that cash.
Yeah, I guess. There might be. Okay. Omer Azvid, Loi Kashya, Ho Bekuba Bekitono, Ho Betzano Peru. We're talking about two different items here. So, Kuba Bekitono, let's get rid of these for a second. Let's say this is flax. Yeah? So, if the flax was in here, whatever, it fell out. If you look over here, there small pieces, you know, there's DNA evidence inside here from the flax. So Mimela, if it's completely empty, then you don't give it back. Why? Because it's a raya. If it was flax, it should have left some residue. The other one is talking about fruit. If they're completely out, it doesn't leave anything. It just leaves. There's not supposed to be any residue. So that, you don't return. I mean, you return fruit because there's no raya just because it's outside that didn't come from inside. Where it comes to when flax is a raya, if it's completely clean, obviously the flax didn't come from there. Therefore, you get to keep it. No, we're talking about a basket with fruit. So again, so if there's some inside and some outside, it's a raya that it came, all the other fruit came from inside the basket. You can say another pshat. No, there's nothing inside. Everything's outside. Look, Asher. Hold the mahadra pay. The guy be pay. Hold the mahadra pay. The guy be pay. So very posh. If the fruit is over here, and this vessel is like this, so it doesn't look like they're connected. If the opening of the vessel is facing the fruits, obviously the fruit came from it. If it's facing away, it didn't come from it. No, it's facing. So, if it has oignin like this, you see how this kli, I think this is oignin, okay? You can learn different shots. It has a little bit of so look what happens. When you start, you see some came out, even though I'm tipping it over like this, it's still holding it. Why? Because it has a little bit of a, I don't know what it is exactly. It's a rim. No, this is a rim. It goes in. It has oignin. It has, what does the article say it's called? Shvach. It has oignin. Okay. So therefore, if they're all out, you get to keep it because there's reason to believe that they should have, some should have stayed in. Fashtays, Jonathan. Okay, Givaldi. Oh! Finished. So we're done with that. Moving on to the next one. Tziburi Peres and Tziburi Mois. Thank you. Oh, thanks for the chizuk. I need the Jonathan. I need the you. It's together. It's a tziruf. Tziburi Peres and Tziburi Mois. So when we have piles, you get to announce it. You have to announce. What's going on here? Why do you have to announce? You only announce when there's a simon. What's the simon when you have piles? Obviously, you're going to announce you found fruit. Someone's going to tell you there's six piles. So for that, I could say, no, it's not a big raya. Tenei tzibur peres. Instead of using a lashon rabim, tziburei, that this piles, we're talking about one pile. Obviously, if there's one pile, then there's no simon. It's only one. So if there's no simon about talking about the amount, so what is the simon? You're announcing it, so what is the simon? Then you have to say that the simon, shamis mino, makim ava simon. Then there's a raya that, whatever, Rabbi Isai, again, Only if you don't remember this, try to answer it. If you remember, don't answer. Which Amoraim argued whether Makayim is a simon or not? Huh? Not you.
Everybody remembers it.
Okay, now everybody remembers it. Who? Rav and Rava. Makayim have a simon or not? So, you see from here, Shamas Minah, Makayim have a simon. I don't remember which one said what. Rabba. Okay, I believe you. So, we must say that there's another simon. If you're saying that the amount is not a simon, why? Because there's only one pile. So then what is he announcing? Oh, he's announcing the place. So interesting that over here now, we're changing what place means. Right, Rabbi Eliakim? Typically, place means I announce, I found something on the corner of this and this place. And you have to tell me what it is. You have to tell me the item. Now I'm announcing I found a pile of oranges. You have to tell me the place. That's what Rashi says. You have simon ben makom pleini inachtim. So for that I can answer tenei tziburi peiros. I'm gonna read it plural. So what's going on here? In other words, you cannot prove anything from the Mishnah. If you want to prove to me that makom is a simon, I'm gonna say no. It's talking about three piles tzibure. Oh, so you see that the mouth is a simon? No. It says tzibur. Oh, so it's. And you just go in a circle, so I can't prove anything. It just seems like that if you have both of them, then that's for sure a simon. If you have a makom and a amount, then it's a simon. Shloisha matvei zeh agav zeh. You have three coins, one on top of the other. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak migdalah v'usha asuyin ki migdalim. We're talking about that the three coins, we have three ancient coins here. They're one on top of the other, and as the Gemara is going to explain, that the widest one is on the bottom and it just goes up. We got to get a little bit of better zoom, maybe.
His name is Migdala.
Oh, very good. So the Meir Yitzchai says what you're saying, that because of this Gemara right over here, his name is, they gave him a nickname, Migdala. He's only brought down in Shas five times. This is the fifth time. So it could be that that's what he says. I mean, imagine being brought down in Shas. He said Halacha one time. You get to be in Shas, L'dori Doris, millions of people, millions of times. It's a beautiful thing. So this is Migdal. You know what? Let's put it like this. Like this. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omar Rebbe Yitzchak Migdalah Vush Asun Ki Migdalin, they're a tower. Tayin HaMalachim Atzim Ha'iz Mufuzaris HaReilu Shaloi Asun Ki Migdalin Chayiv LaHachriz. When it's wider on the bottom and it keeps on going up, you must announce it. What does it mean? There's one, three coins, one on top of the other. Ask the Gemara Gufa Kasha. On the one hand, you say if you find coins that are scattered, you'll have to keep it. So I'm going to be medayi ko mishal chafei shal chufei chayv lahachriz. If they're like this, I can't see really. Whoa. Yeah, you see it? It's not a tower. They're laying flat on the ground, but each one, part of it is on the other one. So it seemed like, you get to keep it. It's only when it's in a tower, you have to be machriz, but any other way, you're allowed to keep it. What about the seifa? Sorry. Let's start from the top. If they are scattered, you get to keep it. If it's in this tzura, you have to be machriz. If it's like a tower, you have to announce. You get to keep it. Tana says Gemara, no. We're talking about a migdal. Let's drink a little bit more wine. L'chaim, l'chaim. Oy, oy, oy. Tono. Kol she'ein asuyin ki migdolim. When it's not like a tower, mifuzar is karleo. The Tano, anything that's not like a tower, is immediately is considered scattered, and you're allowed to keep it. We're talking about three different kings, three different denominations. In other words, three different sizes. If it's one size, one type, three 10 shekels, three quarters, it's not a simon. Ask the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Why? If somebody placed them there deliberately, so it's obvious that he put it there, he didn't lose it. So what's the difference? What the denomination is. And if they're not made like towers, if it's just scattered, who cares how many kings? This is what it means. It has to be like three kings. One king, if it's one king, then it's like three kings. In other words, they have to be in this tzura, the wider one on the bottom, and as it goes up, it gets narrower and narrower. Kimigdala. I got this, two people told this to me, I'm going to say this over, that Reb Zilberstein says that in Jordan, there was once a guy in Jordan, a Maisa Shahaya, he says, a guy was in Jordan and a bill fell out of his pocket and he's chasing, was flying in the wind. So he stepped on it so he could catch it. And a cop saw him. And because he stepped on a bill that had the king's face on it, he gave him a tremendous fine. And in Naples, if you step on a bill, they could put you in jail for 5 years. Nepal, whatever it's called. Naples. That's what is Naples? The bomb that they threw on Jimmy?
It's Naples.
Napalm, okay.
Naples in Italy, and then it's Nepal.
Lay it down, it was in Hebrew. It was Numpe Lamed, I don't know. Naples, it was a Naples. All right. So he says, then a week later, the guy had a page pulled out of his Gemara. It was like Purim, and he wanted to learn a little bit, and it flew away in the wind. So he was chasing, and he was thinking, wait a minute, if I can't step on a bill, maybe Kav HaChomer can't step on this. She said, no, on a Daf Gemara, you're allowed to, if it's going to keep on flying and be mevuza, and it's going to get destroyed. So your mom's doing the Daf a favor. Okay. It's Maisa Sheyocha Liyos. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. Oh, sorry. No, where am I? We're holding by the king. Oh, Vechidami Dasuki Migdalim. Revicha Tato. I have no idea. Where's my money? Oh, here we go. The widest one is on the bottom. Umitzia Lovei. And then the middle one is on top of that. Vizute Lovei Mitzia. And the smallest one is on top of the middle one. Damrina Anuchi Anchinu. Obviously, somebody left it there, somebody dropped it there, or put it there, sorry. Somebody put it there, but mainly you have to be machris. Avashal melech echod. But if it's all the same size, the kuluki adod ininu, afagav the manche adod, even though they're placed on top of each other, harayelu shaloi. You get to keep it, why? A boy said, help me out over here. You get to keep it, why? Eimar is remuye isrami ba'adei adod inofo. It's possible that all three fell and they landed on top of each other. I was sitting there for an hour and a half. My wife is asking, what are you doing? And I'm like, nope. Okay, it's impossible. It doesn't work. So the best we could come up with is perhaps he was sitting and maybe came out of his... I bought a special couch. I went to the place and I asked the guy, I said, give me a couch that whoever sits on this couch, the coins fall out of his pocket. And every few weeks I go, we have a big party. We see how much money we can collect. So maybe he's sitting down and they all three fell out of his pocket and they landed on top of each other. Maybe he put it down unknowingly, put it there. He's spacing out, like subconsciously he's putting it down. So it's not really a nefila, but it's not a hanacha. I don't know. The boy said, help me. Rabbi Yochanan, you have shot. You also tried dropping it? I did not try dropping it. You knew beforehand that's not going to work. I thought maybe I'll be like that dude. What is it called? That kid that does all the crazy stuff, shots? Perfect dude. Dude perfect. He throws credit cards across the room, and sometimes after like 1,000 tries, it goes into a shredder. Or he does Meshuggah Nezachin with the, I'll ask him to try this. Maybe, yeah, look it up. Maybe it's... Maybe he did it already. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Shem Melech Echonami Machir. It says, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? You find three coins. Obviously, what are the chances it fell out of a guy's pocket like that? It's much more likely that somebody put it there. So when this guy announces, what does he announce? What he puts up a sign, my machriz, minion. He's machriz. He says, I found a certain amount. My yiriyat losaf ilutrinami. So then why does it have to be three? Two also. Omar Avinu tiva machriz. He says, I found coins. So the other guy has to say, oh, I lost X amount. And also, it was in a certain way. It was built a certain way. It was like a tower. It was lying this way. Boyer Birmiya. Kashir Mau. Here, can I have my, I don't know if this is going to work. Give me my tomatoes, please. We're going to do Kashir. So Kashir is, if you guys don't know what a bracelet is, this might help Jonathan a little bit. Here. Like this. Jonathan, you see what's going on here? Yeah, it's hard. We need one of those cameras. Here, this one. Here, it's fine. Say that. You got. You know what? I'll turn it around slowly and you'll chop what's going on there. Okay. Is that a simon that it's in a circle? Keshura Mahu. Let me show Jonathan Rabbi. Here, move out of the way. It's straight. Kachatsuva Mahu. It's like a segol. If you don't know what it looks like, look at Rashi. It's a beautiful picture. You guys see that picture in Rashi? It's three dots, like a segol. Kesula Mau. Oh, Kesula Mau. This is a good one. Oh, you're going to love this. Kesula means that this one is over here. Avrami, I need a zoom, please. No, just zoom all the way into this thing. Yeah, after the charity event. Okay, so you see how each one leans over the other? It's like steps. Steps! Oh, let me move this away. Put this over here. He built steps right over here. Okay, great. Okay, like that. Just like an escalator. Who, what? Escalator. Givaldic. They didn't have escalator back then, but okay. It's stairs. That's what escalator is. Okay. Zokti Gemara. Pshoit Melchoda. Maybe I could, if I don't have a pshat, I'll get at least one. I don't know about the circle. I'll get one. If I could grab all three of them in one shot, obviously he's talking about the escalator. Why? Because it goes like this. Watch this, Reboisa. It's not going to work when you do it on live TV. Look, you go like this. Oh, wow. We practice on the Israelis. Okay, Vaidya Yangin. So Mela, that's the one that we know. That's a simon. Boy Ravashi, Davchofei Yom Beis. Kavne Beis Kulis Mau. Kulis is Avid Zara, and the stones are put in a certain way. Maybe I. Okay, we'll. Where am I? Okay. Toshma Adesanya Motza Mois Mufuzaris Harei Lushaloi. Now, oh, sponsors. Spurim. Ner taught me to Baltimore, Maryland, an honor official and simple gross. Thanks to them, 137 people learned over 16,000 Dava Gemara and over 727,000 minutes, 750,000 minutes of Torah, Baba Kama with MDY. So, what if he placed the stones like Kulis, Toshma? Sometimes the raya that the Gemara brings is literally the raya that we're looking for. It's not like a diuk. It's mam. It says in the raya, the sanya. Matzamayz mufuzaris harei l'shaloi. If you find scattered coins, you can keep it. Kavani beis kulis. Oh, mam's the question. The stones of kulis chayv la'achris ve'loi kavani beis kulis. What does it mean? It means that there's two like this, and one on top of them, like so. It's not good. Maybe I could use svarim for this because. Here, we'll do it over here. Two like this. And this one is on top. Okay. There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? You know about this? The sif in Shulchan Aruch that talks about what if you do svarim like this? Two svarim like this and one sefer on top. Are you over on oil on Shabbos? So it says no, because you don't want the ear underneath it. However, if... Oh. If you want, very good. If you're doing this for barrels, so you want the ear underneath it, you want the circulation, then it's also because of oil, this exact concept. Torah Rabbana. Hamoitzi sele bashuk, umetzoy chaber v'amaloi shalihu. We had stories about this already, so we're not going to go into it again, but basically you find money, comes a guy who's jealous, and he tells you, no, it's mine, I'll prove it to you. Chadashi, it's brand new. Neirodensi, it's a type of coin. Shomel Ploini, it has this king on it. Loyomai Klumitz Gardish. Loyoid. Elafidu Shmoy Kotzav Aleah. Even it has his name. We said the story about the guy that wrote his name on a bill, and he said in front of his shver to his wife, said, I wonder if we're going to get this back. And the shver thought that he's making fun of him. But really, what he meant is, I want to see if my name is going to come back to circulation. So people write their name on shtaris. Loyomai Klum, that's not a simon. Why? Lefisha ain't simon lemadbea. There's no simon on a coin. Doomai Dima Pugi Apke, Umenish Achrinin Ofal. Oh, it's possible that Nafal, here we go, Nafal. It's possible that usually money is leitzah, it's to spend, and just because you have a simon means nothing. Says the Heilige Mishnah, sponsored by, oh yeah, baby, Motzach HaGof, I don't know the rest. That's all he cares about. Okay, great. I'm poor, we'll say it. Motzach HaGof. HaGof is this right over here. You have a fence made out of wood, or behind a, is it coming up?
You want it?
Of course I want it. Gezal is make usharim. Let's put it over here. The whole shear. No. Does it change? They even had eggs already. I thought Gizalis don't have eggs yet. These are clean eggs too. Zoom in on this for a second. They don't clean them on Purim, I guess.
Someone give him a penny, can sign it. Auction it off.
Okay, so you found Gezolis Mekusharim behind a wooden fence or behind a regular fence made out of stone. Oy bishvilin shebasodois, or on the pathways by the fields. Hare ze lo yiga bohem. You shouldn't take them. Don't take them. Why? No, on the if it wasn't, you would have heard how that sound. Okay. Nu, how come they stopped talking? You have full control.
Stop listening to Shira and fell asleep.
We need them. Okay, now I want them to stop. It's Gvaldik. Wow. Now I want them to go. Stop! Gvaldik. Okay. It's unbelievable. So, don't tell me this was the same device that was in the fish that you gave me last year. You guys remember that fish? Fish. He said that he's a neshama from this. Okay. Zog the Gemara. So the Mishnah says like this. You found these gozalos. Now check this out. Matzah kli ba'ashpa. If you find a kli in a pile of, we actually have a picture here. You find the kli. Here's a nice Rolex watch. I don't know if you can see it clear. There we go. In the pile of garbage. If it's covered, obviously somebody put it there to hide. But if you find it on top like that, you should announce it. Says the Gemara. My timer. How come it is? We have a problem. Don't be a big tzaddik. Don't do Hashava Saveda to something that doesn't have a simen, but you know that it's possible somebody placed it there. Because if you start announcing it, the guy that's the true owner, he can't get it back. He doesn't have a simen. All he knows is he put it behind that wall. When he's finishing his shopping, he'll come back and he'll grab them. You, being your tzaddik and doing Hashava Saveda, is going to ruin it for him. You should leave it there until the real owner comes and let him take care of it. The knot that you tie, there's so many different knots, that should be a simen. You have two birds that are they are tied by their wings. But they're tied by their feet. Here, these guys are the wings. Okay, whatever. Yeah. That's normal, so it's not a simen. This is how people tie it. So asking more of 11 mocking simen. You could say, I put them down at this in this place. Says the Gemara, here it is. Look at this picture first. Oh, we have got to start over. Here we go. You ready? Look at this. The pigeons. Dimidad. Because they move. Oh. Oh. This guy, his friend is not doing well. Not bad. That's geschmack. That's ganz fine. Even Medadin. Even Jonathan now chaps what's going on. Even Medadin, mamas. Oh, it's not me. Zog the Gemara, even with that, so if they move, so this whole place is nothing. They came from three blocks away. Says the Gemara, it's possible that it came from somewhere else. It's possible somebody put it there. So now I don't know whether or not somebody put it there or not. I have a suffix. When you have a suffix, don't take it. And if you do take it, you shouldn't put it back. Don't put it back to the place that you found it. Why? Because perhaps the owner went by there to get his chickens, his birds, and they weren't there. So now he gave up. So what do you do with it? It says, and if you take it, you don't put it back. So what do you do with it? Rabbi said, what do you do with it? Huh? You have to keep it until Aliyah Novi comes. You have to put it in your special Aliyah Novi pile. And maybe you can go first, like you're back in Galinsky. You go to the front of the line when Aliyah Novi comes, whatever. But you're not allowed to use it yourself. No, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm pointing it out. That it's not yours, but you don't put it back. It's an in-between thing. You're stuck with it. You have to take care of it forever.
If it's going to move, then if you leave it there, then the owner's going to find it.
Right. That's why you have to leave it there. Beautiful. That's why you have to leave it there.
No, but he's also not going to find it anyway because it's going to move away.
He knows that. He put it there. He knows exactly. He knows they can walk 3 feet every hour and he'll look around over there. You find something nice oh, hold on a second. We have a little chart here. So there's three categories in Aveda. We'll do it real quick. If it's completely watched, you're not allowed to take it. Like it's completely in the garbage can, but underneath. Mishtamer b'miktsas means so like behind the fence, kind of. Then you take it, and if it has a simen, then you could be machris. If it doesn't have a simen, you're ruining it for the guy, so leave it there. If it's completely exposed, like on top of the garbage can, then you take it and you make your machris, and without a simen, you take it for yourself. Says the Gemara like this, Viriminu, Matzakli Tavim Ba'ashba Noitelu Machris. If you find something in a heap of garbage and it's buried, you take it and you announce it. Why? They're going to take it. The garbage, here, we actually have a picture if you want to know what that looks like. Oh, somebody sent me a video, Chaval. I should have shown Tomer's video. Huh? I can't put it in now. It's on my phone. Huh? South Africa, if anybody was jealous of what's going on over there, so there's a beautiful video that Tomer sent me of Osli Panos. The guy's driving for blocks upon blocks, and there's just mounds and mounds of garbage bags that people just put on the side of the road. You just go and go and go, it goes forever. Okay, it's cool. Huh? It'll take some time. Maybe we'll show it later if we have time.
Like LA.
And you see people living between it, it's not everybody. Says Gemara, oh, so by us we said that if you find inside the garbage, you're not allowed to touch it. And over here we're saying that if you find something tamon, you should announce it. We're talking about larger items. Something small, something like a knife or a something large, don't touch. Somebody put it there. But something like a small fork, a two-pronged fork, let's say, a knife. So somebody lost it there. So be machriz. There's a sefer called Nachlas Yosef. I guess he's Taimani. And it was printed in Tofresh Samach Dalet. He writes over there that if you go... If a Taimani, he's talking to the Taimanim, if Taimani goes to Ashkenazi's house, since the Taimanim, their minhag was to eat with their hands, he says, you should know the Ashkenazim, they have a minhag, a funny minhag, they eat with forks. So don't be mishanah from the minhag, eat with a fork. Then he talks to the Bnei Ashkenaz. He says, listen, you Bnei Ashkenaz also, if you eat by a Taimani, don't expect them to give you a fork, you should eat with your hands. That's their minhag, eat with your hands. So only need them when exactly, if the time of the Gemara, they eat with forks or not. Okay, says the Gemara, because don't touch the larger things. You'll be familiar with this because we had this the other day. We're talking about larger items. When it's going to be taken away, then you have to announce it. But if it's stationary, then it's a great hiding place for whoever put it there, leave it there. As the Gemara, if there's a garbage truck that comes a couple times a week and takes the stuff away, then if whoever put it there, he put it there deliberately, he wants to get rid of it. Why do you have to announce it? We're talking about that it's not the derech to take it away. The owner said, you know, I had enough of this. Let me take it away. Now, the person that hit it there doesn't know that he's about to take it away. So he's about to lose his chayfetz. That, huh? This is Ash Poshaina also the Ponois. You live in a place like this, man? No, this is the Jew's fault, I think, because they attacked Gaza or whatever. I don't know, something. People are dumping off their garbage. It's the Hemshech. That's where the... Okay. According to Rapapa, we just said, we're talking about garbage that you're not supposed to take away. He thought it's not going to be taken away. And then he decided to take it away. Fine. So it makes sense. It mentions the words of Asili Panis. El Razvid. Razvid says an afkamina between larger kalim, smaller kalim. So what shaykhs does it have to garbage? Are we about to take it away or not take it away? Maishkin derech hashvili panis. Says the Gemara. No, it's not. We're not talking about the garbage, whether the garbage is something that you take away. We're talking about the kalim in your pocket, your watch. Small things, small items, the derech is that they fall out of your pocket, they fall off your hand, and they get lost. That's what he was saying. And memela, that's something that you should be machers rather than larger kalim, that the derech, it's not the derech that they fall, and those, you're not machers. Rabboisai, afreilchim purim, yeshikoya for coming tonight at 10 o'clock is the Hebrew shir. Yeshikoya.